That's to be released on the 5th of September, which is in a couple of weeks' time. That's the new single from Karen Young called Hot For You. And that goes out especially to some more people I met last night. A big hi to the Wallington Funk Force. And they consist of Cole, Pete, Sonia, Karen, Helen, Maria and Maxine. So a very good morning to you. The Wallington Funk Force, haven't heard of you before. Every town seems to have its own funk force these days, doesn't it? So if you like Karen Young, as I say, look out for that on September the 5th. It's 20 minutes to 10. It's Martin James doing the business instead of Jerry Peters this morning. And it's now time to hear Breeze. I do like this.
Independent girls.
Midnight Ladies.
Women of the world, just the kind I like. You are everything I need. You fill my heart with wonder. Who am I to try and take you over? Midnight lady, I'm on the night scene. All I need is a fine romance. Midnight ladies, all independent needs. Don't need no bed friends, just independent. Little flower girls always cut me down. They got to be told what is going on. Breaking hearts. Get it back, girl, and go in a new direction. Like the midnight ladies on the night scene. All I need is a final man. Midnight ladies, independent needs. Don't need no best friends. Independent. Do what you want. What you feeling? Know it's you that's real.
Thank Johnny Hayward for getting me into that. That's Breeze and Midnight Ladies. And this is London Weekend Radio, the time fast approaching 17 minutes to 11 o'clock. And if anyone would particularly like to write into the station, perhaps for a request or dedication for the extended bank holiday broadcast next week, then the address is the particular DJ of your choice, whoever it may be, and then London Weekend Radio, 74 Tunfield Road, Sutton in Surrey. And after the break, it will be Kiwi.
With the sounds of tomorrow for the London of today, this is LWR on 92.5 MHz VHF.
For all the latest singles, albums and cassettes, plus American and British albums and 12-inch singles, come to Treble Clef Records at 56 Sydenham Road, London, SE26. Every week, Treble Clef have a whole host of special offers available to you, and this week you can pick up the brand new 12-inch single by Breeze called Midnight Ladies for just £1.99.
Midnight ladies, on the night scene. All I need is a fine romance.
Also, don't forget, it's Treble Clef Records at 56 Sydenham Road, London, SE26. Or you can call them on 01778 3905. All I need is a five of that. Midnight ladies of independent needs. Don't need no weapons, just independent. Flicks in Dartford are proud to present another charity all-nighter on the 29th of August 1983. From midnight on Sunday until 8 a.m. on Monday morning, Robbie Vincent, Colin Hard and John Rush will be bringing you all the best in soul, funk and jazz. The price of admission also includes a free breakfast served to you anytime from 1 a.m. So that's another great charity all-nighter in aid of the Friends of West Hill Hospital on the 29th of August at Flicks in Dartford. Tickets on sale at the club now.
If you're finding it difficult to obtain US import 12-inch singles and LPs, then why not try City Sound's excellent mail order service at number 8 Proctor Street, Holborn, WC1. Ring 01 405 5454 and you'll be forwarded a free, extensive mail order list. That's 01 405 5454. Access and Visa orders are welcomed over the phone and these are dispatched promptly and efficiently. That's City Sounds, number 8, Proctor Street, Holborn, WC1, up front and staying in front.
Hi, this is Johnny Hayward, and I'm here to remind all you smart over 18-year-olds that you can join me and Dave Stewart this Thursday evening at Moore's Nightclub, 240 Stansted Road, London, SE23, right on the South Circular. We'll be on stage from 8 till late with the best in jazz, funk and soul. Plus, of course, all the usual crazy competitions and much more besides. So do join us this Thursday evening at Moore's Nightclub, 240 Stansted Road, London, SE23. If you want more details about the night, you can call the club any evening on 699 1093. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much indeed. London Weekend Radio at just after 15 to 10. Martin James doing the business in place of Jerry Peters this morning. Let's get it right. This is Kiwi. we, and let's get it right. At 11 o'clock after the news, Mark Mason will be getting it right with the alternative review. Through to 1. He's just arrived, going through the records, trying to be as alternative as he can this week. One thing about Mark is there's always plenty of surprises, so look forward to that just after 11 o'clock. 9 minutes away from the 11 o'clock news, here's David Grant, watching me, watching you.
You know, you blew my mind the second you came through that door. The music and the lights were blinded by your shine. The heads went turning round, observing girls that stood so proud. I had to make my move to try and get to you. All at once, I took your hand, asked if I could have this dance. So surprised when then you said to me, I've been watching you, watching me. I've been liking your face.
Watching me. And it's almost time for me to be off and soon to be watching Mark Mason take my place. One more from me before the 11 o'clock news, and it's Malcolm McLaren. Thank you very much indeed for your company. It's been my pleasure to be in your company this morning. You can see I'm not used to doing it before lunchtime. And I look forward to being on London Weekend Radio again on August Bank Holiday Monday between 1 o'clock and 3. So if you've got any particular requests you'd like me to do for you, then it's London Weekend Radio, 74 Tunfield Road, Sutton in Surrey. I'll leave you with the Double Dutch. Have a good weekend the rest of the week, and I'll speak to you next Saturday and Monday.
High school girls take to the ropes and turn them slow. Starts a beat and a loop, they skip and jump through the loop. They might break and they might fall, but the girls from New York City don't. They just start again, hey, ever?
For the news on London Weekend Radio 92.5 each and every Saturday.
It's 11 o'clock, this is Bill Bingham. Police in the Irish Republic have now released all six men they were questioning about the kidnapped relatives of Belfast supergrass Harry Kirkpatrick. One of those released is the brother of INLA hunger striker Patsy O'Hara, who starved to death in 1981. Ken Johnston reports.
John O'Hara was picked up by Irish police in a chase following a raid on the house where Richard and Diane Hill were being held under death threats. He was with a man from the area and the pair were immediately put under guard for questioning. Later, four Londonderry men said to be on a fishing trip by their families were also detained. Last night, the Londonderry men were released and returned to their homes. This morning, under Ireland's anti-terrorist laws, O'Hara and the other man had to be charged or freed. They walked out of Letterkenny Garda Station and disappeared with friends. A few hours earlier, two other men were picked up and they are now being questioned. A senior policeman told me, though, not to pin high hopes on charges being brought. Ken Johnston, IRN, Belfast.
The husband of missing Essex woman Diane Jones faces his third interview with police today. Dr. Robert Jones is being questioned by the man leading the search, Detective Superintendent Mike Ainsley, at the police station in the village of Coggeshall. 35-year-old Mrs. Jones hasn't been seen since she and her husband left a local pub 4 weeks ago. 2,000 workers who've been sacked because they went on strike at a Scottish factory are holding a mass meeting this morning to decide on their next move. The workers at the Highland Fabricators Oil Platform Yard at Nigg Bay near Inverness were sacked on Thursday. They'd been on strike over working conditions and the withdrawal by management of free coffee and orange juice. Two Americans have been arrested in Pennsylvania after the discovery of about £10 million worth of heroin by customs officers at Heathrow Airport. As Mark Mardell reports, the drug was replaced with a harmless powder and sent on to its destination.
The seven packages came by post from Pakistan. They should have gone to Frankfurt before being sent on to the States, but a mistake meant they were sent to Heathrow instead. There, customs men, making a routine check, discovered they contained 6.5 kilos of exceptionally pure heroin and 0.5 kilo of cannabis. They took out the drugs and put in a harmless look-alike powder instead. Then they told the FBI what they were doing and sent the packages on their way to the addresses in the United States. Now the FBI and the drugs agencies over there have arrested two people in connection with trying to smuggle heroin with an American street value of around £10 million.
The president of Sri Lanka has cancelled his state visit to Britain because of the racial unrest in his country. President Jayawardena was faced with the threat of demonstrations if the visit went ahead. The threat came from members of the Tamil community living here. Tamils in Sri Lanka say the government there didn't do enough to stop attacks on them during the recent riots. The Queen has told the president she regrets his decision not to come to Britain, but understands the reasons for it. A four-story block of flats has collapsed in Cairo, killing at least 12 people and injuring 10 others. Police say more residents could still be trapped in piles of brick and concrete. Two other buildings collapsed in Cairo earlier this year, killing a total of 70 people. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 11.
Of time. To Christmas Records, that's new band called Perfect Strangers and their debut single called Without You. And starting off the Mark Mason alternative review this morning, Gary Newman and his brand new single called Warriors.
Without you.
With the sounds of tomorrow for the London of today, this is London Weekend Radio, broadcasting live on 92.5 MHz VHF. Paradise Garage Club are proud to present on the 29th of August a special Bank Holiday Monday beachwear party. Featuring live on stage exciting new funk band Cacique. Plus London Weekend Radio's Johnny Hayward and Kevin Martin. The action runs from 6 in the evening through till 2 o'clock the following morning. It's smart dress, please, and prizes for the slinkiest dancers. Admission is just £2.50, and this is obtainable by calling 852-1385 or 659-4105. So don't forget, it's the Paradise Garage Club, 1-5 Loam Pit Vale, Lewisham, London SE13, on Bank Holiday Monday evening from 6 o'clock. We'll see you there.
For the very best in American and British albums and 12-inch singles, come to London's original soul source, Groove Records at 52 Greek Street, London W1. We're open 7 days a week, Monday to Saturday from 10 in the morning right through till 10 at night, and on Sundays between 2 and 6 in the afternoon. And if you can't make it into the shop, why not check out our excellent mail order service by calling 01439 8231. That's Groove Records, 52 Greek Street, London W1. Remember, get on the soul train to the groove. Your nearest tube station is Tottenham Court Road. Access and visa orders are most welcome. So don't forget, for the very best in black music, check out the groove.
Hi, this is Johnny Hayward, and I'm here to remind all you smart over 18-year-olds that you can join me and Dave Stewart this Thursday evening at Moore's Nightclub, 240 Stansted Road, London SE23, right on the South Circular. We'll be on stage from 8 till late with the best in jazz, funk and soul. Plus, of course, all the usual crazy competitions and much more besides. So do join us this Thursday evening at Moore's Nightclub, 240 Stansted Road, London SE23. If you want more details about the night, you can call the club any evening on 699 1093. We'll see you there.
Come to South London's top all day on Bank Holiday Monday, August the 29th, at the Yorkshire Grey Harrogate Rooms, Eltham, London SE9. That's just off the A20 by the Sidcup Bypass. The action runs from 2 p.m. right through until midnight with Radio Medway's Dave Brown, plus DJs Steve Devon, King Henry, Johnny North and Tommy Martyr. And live on stage, new British funk band Friends. Tickets are priced at £5 in advance, £6 on the day, and are available from the following record stores. Stripling Records in the Woolwich Indoor Market, Checkers Records in Lewisham, Sound City at 494 New Cross Road, TW Records in Beckley Heath, and Red Records in Peckham. Or you can telephone 01 854 2752, Monday to Saturday, from 9 through till 5 p.m. for further details. That's 01 854 2752.
Finished. Oh yeah, bye bye. It's a wild celebration of feelings inside, inside.
I'm trying to hold on.
I'm trying to hold on.
29 minutes before midday, and that's Soft Cell, and soon to be released as their brand new single. That's a track entitled Soul Inside. And before that, the brand new single from Friends Again. And that was called Sunkissed. Broadcasting live to London on 92.5 VHF, it's London Weekend Radio and the Mark Mason Alternative Review. Something new now from the Comsat Angels. Just signed to Jive Records. Will you stay tonight? Comsat Angels and just signed to Jive Records. That's their first new offering. That's called Will You Stay Tonight? In the meantime, something brand new from Classics Nouveau. Forever and a Day. returning to WEA Records. That's a guy called Howard Jones and the 12-inch of his debut single. That's called New Song. And before that, Classic Nouveau and something new by them called Forever and a Day. Before midday, and you're listening to LWR on 92.5 VHF.
With the sounds of tomorrow for the London of today, this is LWR on 92.5 MHz VHF.
For all the latest singles, albums and cassettes, plus American and British albums and 12-inch singles, come to Treble Clef Records at 56 Sydenham Road, London, SE26. Every week, Treble Clef have a whole host of special offers available to you, and this week you can pick up the brand new 12-inch single by Breeze called Midnight Ladies for just £1.99.
Midnight Lady, on the night scene, all I need is a fine moment.
So don't forget, it's Treble Clef Records at 56 Sydenham Road, London, SE26. Or you can call them on 01778 3905.
All I need is a fine moment.
Flicks in Dartford are proud to present another charity all-nighter on the 29th of August 1983. From midnight on Sunday until 8 a.m. on Monday morning, Robbie Vincent, Colin Hard and John Rush will be bringing you all the best in soul, funk and jazz. The price of admission also includes a free breakfast served to you anytime from 1 a.m. So that's another great charity all-nighter in aid of the Friends of West Hill Hospital on the 29th of August at Flicks in Dartford. Tickets on sale at the club now.
If you're finding it difficult to obtain US import 12-inch singles and LPs, then why not try City Sound's excellent mail order service at number 8 Proctor Street, Holborn, WC1. Ring 01 405 5454 and you'll be forwarded a free, extensive mail order list. That's 01 405 5454. Access and visa orders are welcomed over the phone and these are dispatched promptly and efficiently. That's City Sounds, number 8, Proctor Street, Holborn, WC1, up front and staying in front.
Hi, this is Johnny Hayward and I'm here to remind all you smart over 18-year-olds that you can join me and Dave Stewart this Thursday evening at Moore's Nightclub, 240 Stansted Road, London, SE23, right on the South Circular. We'll be on stage from 8 till late with the best in jazz, funk and soul. Plus, of course, all the usual crazy competitions and much more besides. So do join us this Thursday evening at Moore's Nightclub, 240 Stansted Road, London, SE23. If you want more details about the night, you can call the club any evening on 699-1093. We'll see you there.
And this is Heaven 17 with the time 8.5 minutes before midday. And their brand new single, Crushed by the World of Industry.
Watch TV and analyze the weather. Before we go to work, we
It's away from 12 o'clock here on London Weekend Radio, and that's Heaven 17, and the follow-up single to Come Live With Me. That's their brand new record, Crushed By The Wheels Of Industry. And this is Jaluka.
Impi, ona simpieza, oba nibeba chinja mabubesi. Impi. Onansi mpieza, ubani benga chinja mabubesi. Impi, onansi mpieza, ubani benga chinja mabubesi. Impi, onansi mpieza. Geber, come to exact the realm's price for peace. And in the morning, as they saddled up to ride, their eyes shone with the fire and the steel. The general told them of the task that lay ahead, to bring the people of the sky to heal. In vain. Onansi mpieza, ubani bema chinja mabubesi. Impi, onansi mpieza, ubani bema chinja mabubesi.
They came to the side of a mountain.
That's the sound of Jaluka, and on Safari Records, that's their current single called Impi. After me at 1 o'clock, 3 till 3, Paul Stafford. 3 till 5, Johnny Hayward. 5 till 7, Colin Hunt. 7 till 9, with the best in rock music, Del Stevens. 9 till 11, John Dawson. 11 through till 1 a.m, Perry Daniels. 1 a.m. through till 3, Lindsay Wesker. And finally, between 3 and 5, and close down, Dave Stewart. Broadcasting live to London on 92.5 VHF. This is London Weekend Radio, and stand by for the news.
It's 12 midday, this is Bill Bingham. The husband of missing Essex woman Diane Jones is being questioned by police today for the third time. As Imelda Reynolds reports, Dr. Robert Jones was accompanied by his solicitor when he turned up at the Mobile Police Centre in Coggeshall.
35-year-old Diane Jones vanished from her £100,000 Coggeshall home nearly a month ago. Since then, teams of detectives have scoured the countryside and interviewed hundreds of people to try and solve the mystery. Her husband, Dr. Robert Jones, has been questioned at length about events leading up to her disappearance, and this morning he arrived in the presence of his solicitor, David Church, for a pre-arranged meeting with the man leading the hunt, Detective Superintendent Mike Ainsley. Imelda Reynolds, IRN, Essex.
Police hunting the three men who sexually attacked a six-year-old boy in Brighton are working on a new lead. A jogger has come forward who says he'd seen the missing T-shirt which the boy was wearing at the time of the assault last weekend. The T-shirt could be an important clue in the hunt, and police have now switched their attention to the area where it was seen and are carrying out door-to-door inquiries. Police in the Irish Republic have now released all six men they were questioning about the kidnapped relatives of Belfast supergrass Harry Kirkpatrick. One of those released is the brother of INLA hunger striker Patsy O'Hara, who starved to death in 1981. Ken Johnston reports.
John O'Hara was picked up by Irish police in a chase following a raid on the house where Richard and Diane Hill were being held under death threats. He was with a man from the area, and the pair were immediately put under guard for questioning. Later, four Londonderry men said to be on a fishing trip by their families were also detained. Last night, the Londonderry men were released and returned to their homes. This morning, under Ireland's anti-terrorist laws, O'Hara and the other man had to be charged or freed. They walked out of Letterkenny Garda station and disappeared with friends. A few hours earlier, two other men were picked up and they are now being questioned. A senior policeman told me, though, not to pin high hopes on charges being brought. Ken Johnston, IRN, Belfast.
Two gunmen on a motorbike have opened fire on two men in an Athens street, killing one and badly wounding the other. It's thought the victims may be Palestinian. Police in Cairo now say 17 people died and 12 others were injured when a block of flats collapsed in the city. The four-storey block was built illegally and was being expanded to house the owner's son and his new bride. From Cairo, Richard Bean reports.
Police sources said many of those killed and injured may have been asleep when the aging building went down shortly before dawn. Rescue workers said they feared a number of people may still be trapped in the rubble, and workers are digging through piles of mortar and brick looking for survivors. The latest disaster in Cairo housing came in the suburb of Kuba Gardens. Earlier this year, about 70 people died when two buildings collapsed in Heliopolis and Bassatin. Richard Bean, Cairo.
At home, this week's £100,000 premium bond prize winner lives in Somerset. The winner is the holder of bond number 9RN625617. The £50,000 prize goes to the Lanarkshire holder of bond number 10TN517453 and bond number 6BN497473 wins £25,000. For someone in Oxfordshire. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 12.
Dance it up, shake it down. Dance it up, shake it down.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Mark Mason Alternative Review. And this is Matt Fretton. And his brand new single, a track called Dance It Up.
Shake it down.
last night. Some more. Slide in with these. Washing in my sleep.
And a half minutes after midday, and that's Matt Fredon, and soon to be released is his brand new single on Christmas Records. That's called Dance It Up. Next up, A Gang of Four, and their new one, Is It Love?
Behind glass,
Gang of Four. That's their new offering called Is It Love? And this is Steve Severin together with Robert Smith, otherwise known as The Glove. And this is called Like an Animal.